Now you give me an example, we shall analyze it. You take any effect and then tell me, take up any effect in the world. There are so many effects in the world. Let us take French Revolution. French Revolution, you know about French Revolution, no? You know French Revolution? No? History? History of French Revolution? One day I should tell you the story of French Revolution. Every human being of the modern times should learn French Revolution. You cannot understand what is happening today without understanding what happened in French Revolution. Such is the importance of French Revolution. What we are doing today is causally connected with French Revolution. One of the greatest events of world history is French Revolution. So one day we shall study French Revolution. Alright, make it in your itinerary for 10 years. We are already programming for 10 years. Remember, our contract is for 10 years. So one day in these 10 years, we shall spend some time on French Revolution. It's a one effect which you must learn. Alright, then you don't take just now because you don't know French Revolution. You can't answer my question. You take any event, take up anything that you know, and then you shall try to analyze the four causes. Let us say Auroville. Auroville is an event, you know. It's a consequence. Now what is the efficient cause of Auroville? Pardon? Aurovillians, yes. The mother, correct. She pushed the idea of Auroville, no? She shaped. She has given the shape. So she is the efficient cause of Auroville. Good. What is the formal cause of Auroville? Pardon? Yes. Not bad. Pardon? Dream, yes. The charter of Auroville. The charter of Auroville is the formal cause of Auroville. Then, what is the material cause? The place, the soil, the children of Auroville, the parents of Auroville, administrators of Auroville, we are all material causes, you know. We are the matter of Auroville. So that's the material cause of Auroville. And what's the final cause of Auroville? Suchendran, you will tell me. What's the final cause of Auroville? Huh? What's the purpose? Huh?
Human unity.
Human unity, excellent. Human unity is the final cause of Auroville. Excellent. Very good. Now you have mastered almost. Aristotle will be very happy to know that in 20th century, in one corner of the earth, there are some bubbling young children who have mastered his theory of causation. Now, I had told you causal argument. This is what Aristotle had said about causation. I had told you also about Indian theory. I had given you two Sanskrit words. I shall repeat them. Two Sanskrit words I have given you. Asat Karyavada and Sat Karyavada. I don't know if you remember at all, even in the echo of the past. Doesn't matter, even if you don't remember, because they are Sanskrit words, so they are difficult words. But now in the future you remember. Asat Karyavada, A-S-A-T, Asat. Karya, K-A-R-Y-A, Karya, Vada, V-A-D-A. Asat Karya Vada. And the other word is Sat Karya Vada. The word A is dropped. Sat Karya Vada. Asat Karya Vada and Sat Karya Vada. I have told you the meanings of these two words, I should repeat. Karya means effect. The event, the effect. Sat means that which exists. Vada means theory. A theory of the effect which presents that which exists. Sat Karya Vada. A theory which says that effect was already existing before it came out. That's called Sat Karya Vada. Sir, I am repeating what I said at the last. The effect was already existing in the form of the cause. So according to this theory of Sat Karya Vada, it's a theory according to which the cause existed already in the cause. I'm sorry, the effect already exists in the cause. Asat Karya Vada says that effect did not exist in the cause. So there are two theories in India. According to one theory, for every effect, there must be a cause. Both the theories agree on this. Effect presupposes a cause. There must be a cause from which effect is derived. But according to one theory, effect already existed in the cause. According to another theory, effect did not exist in the cause. According to this theory, the tree already exists in the seed. Tree is an effect. So according to this theory, the tree already existed in the cause, namely in the seed. According to Asat Karya Vada, tree did not exist in the seed. And there are arguments for both. We shall study later on, when you are more mature, we shall study the arguments for both. Both are very interesting arguments. Now, Sri Aurobindo argues in favor of Sat Karya Vada. You will see that argument, Sat Karya Vada. Now you will find out where Sri Aurobindo has put the Sat Karya Vada. Where Sri Aurobindo says, effect already exists in the cause. This argument Sri Aurobindo puts forward in the fourth paragraph of the first chapter. That is what I said, causal argument. Did you find it? Where is the argument? Now read the argument in the first, fourth paragraph.
For all the problems of existence are...
No, that is the third paragraph. Fourth paragraph.
We speak of the evolution of life in matter, the evolution of the mind in matter, but the evolution is a word which merely states the phenomenon without explaining it. For there seems to be no reason why life should evolve out of material elements or mind out of living form unless we accept the Vedantic resolution
solution
that life is already involved in matter and mind. in life, because the essence matter is the form of deep life, life form of deep consciousness.
Right? Now, where exactly is this causal argument? You have read the whole sentence, which is very good. That is, there is a causal argument there. Now you just pick up those few words where the causal argument is really stated. Where the causal argument is really stated. Yes? Excellent. This is the argument. There is no reason why life should come out of matter. It must be only because life was already in matter. There is no reason why mind should come out of life, because mind was already in life. Not only that, but more than that, life is nothing but matter, and matter is nothing but life. Identical, actually. Matter is a veiled form of life, and life is a veiled form of mind. It's like the seed and the tree. The seed is nothing but the veiled tree. The tree which is already in the seed, but it is veiled. You cannot see it. It's veiled. Similarly, life is already in matter. Not only already in matter, but matter itself is veiled life. And mind is not only already in life, but life, mind itself. The life itself is a veiled mind. Alright. So now we have revised all the four paragraphs that we had done so far. I summarize in two sentences. I said first that Sri Aurobindo's argument has been the study of human history, past, present and future. And his argument is that if you look at the past, there was only one breath: God, life, freedom, immortality. If you see the present, you find that there is today cessation but no satisfaction. And there is already a preparation of humanity returning to the primal longing of God, life, freedom, immortality. This is the first argument of this chapter. It's summarizing the whole human history and leaping beyond the present and showing you the future. Right? The second aspect of the first four paragraphs is various forms of philosophical arguments, epistemological argument, and what are the other arguments? Now you tell me. Epistemological argument, dialectical argument, pardon, historical argument, pardon, quintessential metaphysical argument, causal argument. Excellent. Now I think you will never forget these two sentences which I have spoken today. Alright. I think tomorrow when you come, please write down everyone only these two sentences. Alright. This is your lifetime companion for all philosophical journey. This is sufficient. If you know this much, your whole travel to philosophical world will be very, very easy. I think we shall do the fifth paragraph tomorrow. All right, I wanted to today, but revision has taken long time. All right, not too much, not tired, then we shall do tomorrow.